you for calling Love and Relations. Here, you'll get couples and singles advice with everything in between. Brace yourself. Love and Relations does not hold back. Stay tuned. After the beep, your hosts, JB and T, keep it real, raw, and raunchy.
Chick 1212, bitch.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Love and Relations. Thank you guys for always checking in on us, always listening. I know we missed the episode last couple of weeks, but I've been a little busy, and you know, the quarantine is making us a little lazy. Just a little update. Keep wearing your mask. Keep washing your hands. Shout outs to New York. Shout outs to Cuomo. We don't really like him, but we like him in this instance because, of course, he is keeping us in check with the COVID-19 stuff. So wear your mask, wash your hands, don't be touching niggas, don't be touching bitches. That's what all I gotta say. So we have a very special episode because we have a nice guest, but you know, I'm always here with JB.
Yep.
And you know, in Twitter, this is, you know, I always tell y'all where the episode came from. You know, there's a Twitter rave now, Black Lives Matter, and then, you know, Breonna Taylor, we're focused on protecting black women, and I think, from my opinion, do not feel protected. A lot of women feel like the Black Lives Matter movement is focused on men, and when the conversation is about a woman, it gets a little bit misconstrued and the message gets lost. So I'm gonna let the guest introduce himself, and then we could get into the convo. So guests, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Who are you? Tell us tell us who you are and tell us what you're doing, because I heard you're doing good things. I heard about you, Buy Black and all these things. I really like that, so you can speak on that a little bit too.
Okay, well, I go by the name of Flo. Right now I'm a 30-year-old man, Queens, New York, and what I'm currently doing is sitting outside of a young woman's house, watching her house because she's been having a lot of situations with her racist neighbors. But besides that, which has been taking up a lot of my time, but I'm happy about it.
Right.
I have a company called Black, BLACC, Black Liaisons and Crowdfunding Community. And pretty much what we do is we'll go to a Black-owned business and say, hey, for the next 2 hours, whoever comes in here will pay for everything.
Wow.
Whatever they order, they'll pay for it. So that way we give out stuff for free in hopes that somebody will like what they had and come back the next day. And, you know, spend their money there, and then the black dollar circulates, so on and so forth. But that's really what we try to do.
Oh, wow. That's actually really noble. Like, whenever, you know, you get back to really going hard with the black company, we would definitely want to be involved, and I'm all for it. Okay. But to get back to the issue at hand, can you tell us a little bit about the situation where, you know, you're playing your part and you're doing your duty? We respect you for it. But, you know, as much as you can say, just let us know a little bit about the situation.
It's funny you said that, because the nigga just came outside. So let me roll up my windows a little bit.
Yes.
So pretty much I was on Twitter 23 days ago, and I seen a story float across the timeline. Wasn't getting a lot of traction, but this woman named Jennifer McLuggan had put a long, long note on her door, pretty much saying how her neighbors have been messing with her. They've been like throwing dead animals, dead squirrels on her yard. They throw human and dog shit on her yard. Mm. They didn't even have a fucking bag. Like, it was just in their hands, like dropping it on her yard.
Wow.
They're always toting guns. And if you was to ever come over here, you would see that it's her next door neighbor, and they shoot BB guns at the sign, at this, the street sign. But the thing is, it has to go through her yard to even go over there.
Right. So putting her ultimately in danger, basically.
Exactly. So they made threats saying that they can get her erased. She says that they came to her house with blowtorches before. Just some real sick people.
Right. And this is in Valley Stream. Like, this is not in Mississippi. This is not in Arizona. This is not in Wisconsin or any, you know, place that we are a little bit more aware that, you know, things like this happen. This is in Valley Stream, New York. Literally, like we said, we're from Queens. That's literally, what, 10 minutes away from us? Like, it's actually kind of scary.
Yeah. It's damn near Queens. My whole life, I thought Valley Stream was Queens.
Right. Right. And the thing is, the crazy part is, it's not even, it's the tip of Long Island. It's not like in the deep racist part. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow.
It's crazy to see us this close. You expect that kind of shit from Suffolk.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, so once you seen the tweet, you was outraged. I'm supposing. How did you get involved? Like, what made you get up and say, you know what? I'm gonna take a stand and I'm gonna reach out to her and like talk about that a little bit and like what was going through your mind. You was like, yo, I need to go do this. Like, was it, you know, some people say God talks to them, some people say it's their intuition, some people just say I just felt like it was a good thing to do. Because everybody has their own reason for doing things.
For me, this was like right up my alley. Like I'm very spontaneous. So when I seen it, I tweeted 3 times. I said, give me an hour. I will have this woman's name, her number, her address, all of that. And lo and behold, 45 minutes later, the person who posted it DM'd me like, hey, Jennifer actually just made a Twitter page. You should follow her. Mm-hmm. Followed her, DM'd her. She gave me her number. And we was like texting nonstop. Like since that day, we text all day, every single, we was just texting just now. Wow. Like all day, every day. And I'm like, yo, I said, I don't know what I could do, but I could park outside your house and sleep there.
Wow. If you,
and I mean, of course, in the beginning, she was kind of weary. And the main reason that she stopped being weary was, so I posted about it and out of nowhere, it just started to fucking take off.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, people were sending me pictures of them outside her house.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, how the hell do y'all know what this is at? And it was just like Google searching, like people do their detective works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I left work. I took a 4-hour lunch break that day. I just left and I was like, yo, I feel like if something happens, it's kind of on me because I'm promoting this mm-hmm. and people are figuring out where the address is at. So like I sped over there and then me and her just started talking and kicking it, getting to know each other. And then she became more comfortable with me actually staying there. And then it just turned into like me. First 2 nights, it was me alone. Then after that, it was more people started to come out. Some days we had like 20 people, mm. like, just like all outside our house, like it's been crazy.
Hmm.
So initially you said it was like spontaneous, but as like the situation started getting like more serious and you started it was growing and whatnot, did you have any kind of like fear as far as like dealing with the people in those areas or like the police or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I would probably have issues with the police if they actually came.
Hmm.
Yeah. They was supposed to give around the clock 2 weeks of, you know, patrol. Now, night one, they had came, but they were clearly watching me because they were just shining their high beams on me for 8 hours. And I guess they got the memo, like, oh, this kid's not going to leave no time soon. So the second night, they only stayed for about 1 hour, 2 hours. Then after that, they have never stayed after, ever. They send, like, one patrol car, like, every 8 hours. Like on some bullshit. Now they send one, the guy will be like, it's always a black cop too.
Oh wow.
I feel like they do that on purpose, like the token nigga. It was like, hey, like what's going on? Everybody good? You need some drinks, need some Gatorade. I just sent with a one word response, like, nah. Oh, we straight. And that's it. Like they that's the thing. We have no issue with the police trying to build the rapport. Right. My thing is the best way that they can do that is park your car up. Sit there for a night where you're not like putting your high beams on us, like show that you actually are trying to protect this woman.
Right. Or actually do something about the neighbors that are harassing her. Cause you know, like harassment is a crime. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Either, like you want to report, do your job. Like, you know, no offense to people.
Yeah. He's a retired cop. So they're not going to do that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you for him.
The story a little bit more.
Thank you for him. But also like, you know, I think the general understanding of people is like, hey, you know, I don't want to get involved because then, you know, I think the general understanding of people just protecting people they don't know is more like, damn, should I mind my business? I don't want to do certain things. Like, you know, and of course, with the rhetoric of protecting black women, we're trying to push that narrative. I think people are being more aware of how they move and how they should protect black women, right? So how did you like kind of get those ideas out your mind? Like, were you raised like that where it was like you always kind of had this idea, or was it like, you know, because of the uprising of certain things, you say, wow, you know what? I see an opportunity. I changed my mindset. I'm gonna move forward with this opportunity because it's a perfect opportunity to show that I can be a changed man. You know what I mean? Because you know how guys are. Not guys, people. Yeah. I don't want to say guys.
I get what I know when you say guys, you're not saying old guys, so I understand it.
Right.
It was kind of like I was raised, like I have a full family. I have a mother and a father. But like at one point, it was me, my father, my sister, my mother, my grandmother, my adopted sister, all in one house. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of women. That's a lot of women. And it's just like, when you're a young boy, you don't got no brothers and whatnot, you kind of gravitate to your sisters. So like it don't make you gay or nothing, but you got a feminine side, and it'll be like, you kind of understand where they're coming from.
Right.
I've always had that in the back of my head, like whether I act on it or not, always had like a soft spot for like women. And it just, I don't know, I always was just about protecting them.
Right.
You know, not even to sound sexist, but the average man is probably stronger than the average woman. So when you see a situation to where a man is like harming a woman, it's like you may be thinking to yourself, I don't want to get my ass beat. But that ass beating that you might take might just put you in the hospital, but the ass whooping that she might take could kill her.
Right.
You never know. So that's like it's crazy. Like I understand the mindset. Like I told my man, I said, there's nothing wrong with being scared.
Right.
But if you're scared, imagine how she feels.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
Mm, that's so true. I actually have a friend who he has a podcast too, and he talked about a time like, you know, he's being more aware of how he treats women. And he talked about a time like when he's at the club and he saw like a group of girls helping another girl to the car because obviously she was drunk. And of course, he's like, yo, you need help? And they're like, no, we're good. And he was like, look, I ain't trying to talk to y'all. I ain't trying to get nothing from y'all. I just want to help this drunk young lady to the car because obviously y'all struggling. And, you know, I just want to be a man and help y'all out. And I'm like, that's so noble. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I was having a conversation with him and I was like, men don't know how it feels to walk down the street and a man is walking behind them and you feel scared. They don't know that feeling. Like men, I don't want to say like men privilege. Being a man is different from being a woman. It's different. You don't have, there's certain fears that you would never fear as a man. You know, you seem like a bigger guy, like tall, and you.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you short? You're shorty? 5'2" or something? No, I'm joking.
I'm 5'8". I'm 5'8".
That's still bigger than me. I'm 4'11". So imagine. Wow. Like, so you get what I'm saying? You walking down the street and somebody walking behind you is more like, all right, he better not try nothing. But me, I literally can feel fear in my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I remember one time I was walking and a guy was like, yo, miss, let me walk in front of you because I don't want you to be afraid of walking down the street and I'm walking behind you. And that's
me.
You said, what did you say? I'm sorry.
That's me with old people.
Right.
Like, especially when it's late, I'll walk on the other side of the street. I walk in the middle of the street. I make myself very visible. I don't like walking behind anybody. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Yeah.
Right. But like, even you being this way all your life, do you feel like it's your, I don't want to say feel like it's your job, but do you kind of like, you know how people say like, well, you are this way, but then your friends might be another way? Like, do you educate your friends like, yo, that's not cool, like what you doing to that girl or saying that, like, you know, we all supposed to be unified and protecting each other and you acting this way is not good. Like, do you feel like, because especially now because you're a figure, I feel like you're seen as someone who is protecting a black woman. Like, wow, if 10 years from now, we're going to talk about protecting black women, Flo is going to be one of the biggest examples, honestly. No, like, not even to be funny. What you're doing is very noble and we really respect it. But do you feel like now it's like, yo, you see your homeboys doing some shady shit. It's like, bro, like, what's up? Nah, that's not cool.
Oh, I mean, for me, my personal friends, like, I don't hang out with anybody who like disrespects women.
Thank God.
To like, maybe we be off base in some of the conversations that we have because we still got to unlearn some things.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like, I don't hang around anybody who's abusing one. The funny thing is, I found out that someone that was close to me was on some rapey type time. And he got beat up on the spot, not by me.
Oh wow, Flo! I was gonna say. Okay.
And I wouldn't admit that here. He got beat up on the spot. And I'm just like, and I never spoke to him again.
Wow, that's serious.
And I knew it was true because more information started to come out. So I didn't feel bad. I just walked away from the situation.
Right.
Right. That's really what it got to be.
Right. And I think that a lot of, I don't want to keep saying men because, like, you know, people are going to say I'm sexist and stuff. But yeah. Men, you know, I feel like men need to be more aware of the actions that they take, the actions that they take to make people feel unsafe, the weird behaviors they have, the rapey behaviors they have. Like, even, like, you know, other things. Like, these stuff needs to be put in the forefront because you need to know how you contribute to making a woman feel uncomfortable and not protecting. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people don't have that awareness, that consciousness. You know what I'm saying? And I feel
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I was saying we honestly don't. It's because a lot of people don't have, people have sympathy, but they don't have empathy.
Yes.
So they can't relate to where somebody's coming from. You'll always see that guy who always thinks that women are overreacting.
Oh, bro.
Like every time it's like, come on, y'all don't always go through that. You don't know that. Like, if you feel nervous walking through your hood as a man, like, how do you think a woman feels?
Right.
That's the only way I could always give examples. I'm like, yo, if you ever walk through your neighborhood at night, even if I'm not even saying you were scared, but you knew there was a possibility that somebody can catch you slipping, imagine how she feels.
Yeah.
Mm, exactly. That's an actual good point.
Yeah, so as this is happening, right? Like, I know that you spoke about how, like, it was a spur of the moment type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was, like, the biggest surprise to you that came out, like, the entire, like, ordeal as far? I know it's still ongoing, but as the dates have been going past.
The amount of support and how much it took off, like, no lie, 23 days ago, on Saturday night, I had, 3,500 followers on Twitter. I'm at 46,000 right now.
Wow.
Everybody and their mother trying to give me money, and I keep turning down every single person.
Wow.
And it's, the support has been crazy. The support has been really, really crazy.
Right.
Like, I don't even know if I was ready for that. And it's like, it's a little, some of it is overwhelming because you got, my DMs are full of, it's either women saying how they never felt protected by black men.
That's sad.
Like ever in their life.
Damn, I got tears in my eyes. Seriously. Don't make me cry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nah, cry. Go ahead. It'll be a good episode. But it's like that strikes a nerve with me. Because like when I was younger, I used to think like, yo, there's no way that you don't know a single good black man.
Right.
Like that still sounds far-fetched to me. Even to this day, it still sounds a little far-fetched, but I can't tell you what your story is.
Right.
You may know a good black man, but if five black men beat you up, who gives a fuck about the two good ones that you know? You're always going to remember the bad experiences.
That's
so like all these women hitting me up like internationally, like people in Africa, people in fucking London, people all over the country. It's like, yo, thank you. You made me feel as if somebody cares about me. And I'm like, I'm going through 6,000 DMs, literally. And like when I get to these messages, I respond with a real response, no copy and paste. Cause I'm like, yo, this woman that I don't know is pouring her heart out to me. I can't just hit you with the double tap, the like, whatever. Like, nah, we gonna have a real fucking conversation. And then you got other people who's hitting me up like, hey, this is going on in my neighborhood. And there was a lady in Connecticut. She hit me up. I said, all right. I said, I can't be in two places at once, but I could definitely find some people. So I put out the screenshot of everything she said. Instantly, like, hundreds of men, like, yo, I could be there, this, that, and the third. Of course, got to do a little vetting process because I'm not giving out somebody's address.
Right.
I still haven't. But she, I guess a group of, like, seven guys had reached out to her. She trusted them. I'm like, all right. So they started on, what's today? Today's Monday. They started Saturday night watching her house.
Oh,
and that's been going well. So I'm like, all right, we in two places at the same time now. And I even might drive out there eventually to see what's up. But trying different approaches because the other shit wasn't working.
Wow. You, I'm a little teary-eyed right now because it doesn't, people don't understand that. Like you said, men are not empathetic, so they don't understand the things that women go through. I can't imagine living somewhere and being like, I accomplished something. As a woman, I'm a single mom. Yeah. I'm a nurse. Yeah. I bought a house. I beat the odds. And now I have the neighbors, you know, doing things to drive me away. And I know you've had negative feedback too, because I see you all the time talking about like Don't tell her she needs to move. Don't tell her she needs to go. Like, imagine. Mm-hmm. Oh, just get up and move. Sell your house that you work so hard for. Imagine. Like, how can you tell somebody that?
I don't know. I've been racking my brain trying to think about that. And I'm like, she don't have to run. I said, it's so, the funny thing is, there's so many ways that this whole thing could play out.
Right.
In my head is like six different ways. I won't say the six different ways, but I don't like a couple of them.
Right.
But realistically, I don't like a couple of options. But if she moves, in my eyes, it's only going to be because she made so much fucking money off of these dickheads that she can afford to live wherever she wants.
Right.
I'm cool with that outcome.
Right.
But like, just moving off the strength of like, you scared? I said, I will never leave. Right. If you still feel like that.
Right.
This is day 23. I will never leave until you stop feeling like that. Because yeah. Everybody's asking, like, yo, what's the end goal? What's the end plan? You know this is not sustainable. Don't tell me what's sustainable. You don't know me. You don't know how crazy that I can be. Y'all thought I wasn't going to be here 5 days. Thought I wasn't going to be here 10 days. Thought I wasn't going to be here 15 days. We sitting here at 23 days. Right. Don't tell me how long I could do something.
Right.
It's more people. I'm getting more rest. That's a problem. That's a problem for racists. If I get more rest, that is a problem for racists. Like, we know what we're doing. Mm.
What, speaking on the, if whatever, not to get too into it, but what are some of the negative feedbacks that you're getting? So one of them is like, oh, this can't last forever. Like, have you got some outlandish things where it's like, you had to like really check people? Like, look, no.
People lying. It was a woman who supposedly lives on this block. I actually think I'm standing in front of the house right now. I started walking. But a black woman at that was saying how it's a bunch of niggas sitting outside and it's so much noise. And it's noise every night. And I'm like, yo, I go live on Periscope every single night. I'm damn near whispering every single night. You don't hear a peep when I'm out here.
Right.
I'm like, so what are you talking about? And I said, last night was Jennifer had a party and the people across the street had a graduation party. So it was two parties going on at the same time. Outside of yesterday, there was no noise for 23 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, and I said, if you, and then she tried to backtrack, said, oh, well, I wasn't saying flowing his guys. I'm like, no, but she started off saying flowing his guys. And I said, we're not even going to have a back and forth. You know what I look like. You know exactly where I'm sitting at for 13 hours.
Right.
Come kick it for an hour. That's it. Come kick it for an hour. See how much noise is over there. Like, even last night, I made it an emphasis. I said, okay, y'all want to fuck with us? We're not going to say a word tonight.
Mm.
We're not even going to talk amongst each other. I was going to be uncomfortably quiet.
Wow. I'm really shocked. Like, no, like, it behooves you to try to, you know, break somebody down, especially this person that's the neighbor who's supposed to be black. Like, how it behooves you to break somebody down. You might one day need some protection yourself. Not saying that you and, are and the end all be all for protection. I'm not saying that.
But she said, the dude was messing with her too when she first got here.
Look at that.
And she's a single mother. I'm like, my nigga, like, this is right up your alley.
Right.
If anything, you should be proud of us. Because you could have used the same exact thing. I said, y'all get some of my niggas to get a chair and sit in front of your house.
Right. We got enough people over here. We got you.
Like, we got enough chairs.
Wow. Like, that, I am, I'm baffled. Like, my face is red. Like, that's how shocked I am. I'm just very, wow.
And even with that situation, if you realize, I said two things to her. I retweeted what she said because I knew niggas were going to kill her and I felt like being petty for once. So she said, oh, there's a whole bunch of niggas out here, blah, 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 blah. It's not doing anything. All I tweeted was, this is hilarious.
Right.
And then, because I knew what Twitter was going to do. But after a while, I'm like, yo, at the end of the day, y'all starting to call this woman names. And even if I agree with some of the names that y'all using, it's counterproductive to say I'm protecting black women. And I got y'all berating this woman.
Yeah.
If I feel like she's off, even if I feel like she's a lot of the words that y'all saying,
right.
I'm not going to say it. Like, hey, come over. That's it. We're going to end this right here.
You got to kill him with kindness. That's it.
Exactly.
I want to backtrack a little bit. Because I've been following the situation as well. Can you talk to, like, the situation that was happening with, like, the trash so that everybody can understand, like, the bigger scope of the situation? It's not just, like, an isolated thing.
Yeah, because people were spreading false information about that too. Like, people were creating the narrative that, oh, all she has to do is bring her trash to the front of the yard, and they'll pick it up. Why is it in the garage? Well, for the geniuses out there, every week she was.
Right.
And every week they weren't picking it up. So, and if you, in Nassau County, if you leave trash on the sidewalk, probably in Queens too, for too long, you will get a ticket.
Right.
So that's what was happening. So she would have to find somewhere to put the trash. She was putting in the garage. When they don't pick it up for months, now she has a garage full of trash.
Right.
She was bringing it to the curb. And also, what people don't realize is, and she has all the phone records of every time she called, is they do things called a special pickup. You can request a special pickup to where they will come to your yard, no matter how far into your yard, they will come and pick it up and bring it to the truck. And she requested that multiple times. So it's a narrative online that, oh, all she got to do is bring it to the curb. She was. Mm-hmm. She was. Like, this woman just left fucking a month or two worth of trash in the garage?
For fun?
Yeah, like, having that shit stink. I've seen it. I was there. I was one of the first people to see it. When she showed me, I'm like, oh, nah, this is crazy.
That's actually, it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, like back in the days in the 60s and the 50s when, like, black people couldn't buy houses in certain places in Long Island. And mm-hmm. then, like, you had to have, like, white people buy it for you, or a black person that's passing to buy it for yep. you. And then you had to acclimate to the neighborhood. It's like, how are we still living in that time? How are we still living in a time where you are afraid to buy a house in a certain area because someone would threaten your life? Like, when I tell you I am baffled, it's scary, especially our generation coming up, where Valley Stream, Elmont, these places that are not too far in are mm-hmm. potential places for us to buy houses. This was a yeah. big eye-opener for a lot of people.
Yeah.
New York City is not affordable. Valley Stream, Elmont, all these surrounding places are. Now you have to think about Jennifer and the situation, and then you have pause.
And it looks bad because the house directly across the street is for sale. Mm-hmm. And every day, I watch them have an open house. Every day, I see people flooding there. And every day, I see them come outside and eventually look at her door and eventually point and say, oh, that was the house with XYZ, and then they leave. Yeah. Like, your racism is bringing down the property value.
Right.
Like,
honestly, I hope they leave. I hope they like, yep, all right, I'm out.
That's an option that I love.
I would love that, because then we could just buy up the whole neighborhood. Flo, you could live on one side of Jennifer. I could live across your street. Mm-hmm. We could all buy up the block. Like, that's really buying up the block. You feel me?
I would too,
because it's just, and I can't imagine working so hard for my money and then you got to deal with all these things. And I know this was going on way before you got involved. So my thing is, the fear of having to live like that, say for a year, and then finally somebody recognizing, like, yo, I need somebody to come help me, you know?
Yeah.
Have you guys had any interactions with the neighbors? Any one of them?
Nah.
Wow.
Nope, and we can't, and we won't.
No, but I mean, like, have you like even seen them going in their house, going in and out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right,
I've seen them. I see them take out the trash.
Of course, we don't want to antagonize them or, you know, do certain things to make the situation worse. Your goal there is to protect Jennifer, not to beat up the store. With them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
That's not, especially with an open case. Everything we do outside is representing Jennifer.
Right.
So if we fuck up, I can't have that on my hands. Like, I can't be responsible for fucking up this case. That's all. I think about that shit all night.
Right.
When niggas is talking too loud, I'm like, yo, shh, open case. When niggas is doing the wrong shit, I'm like, shh, open case. Like, I'm not gonna, because I'm responsible for y'all now.
Right.
That's the thing. Whatever. They made me the face of this thing. Cool. Whatever. But now I got people coming that I don't know like that. So every day I got to tell them, like, yo, if you're going to be out here, mm-hmm. this is the objective. We're not doing no extra shit. I don't even care if we talk tonight. Because we really don't have to. We all got phones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got to text you if anything.
No, but no outlandish things have happened. Like, you didn't have somebody come, like, you know, Because a lot of people, not just say to a comparison, but you see how like they had the protest and then you had the people doing the rioting and they looting and it's like the message is getting lost. Like when people come, because I've seen pictures where it was 50 plus people out there, 20 plus people, 30 plus people. Is it sometimes you have to tell people like, yo, you need to dial it back. Like we not here. And, like somebody says something, you like, yo. Like I know
it's generally. It's a controlled environment.
You said what?
It's a controlled environment.
That's very
good. And to let you in on a little secret, I let the press use all the narratives they want.
Right.
As far as like, I want you to think that Chris was here every night. I'm not going to tell you if they actually was.
Right.
I want you to think that the bikers was here every night. I'm not going to tell you if they actually was.
Right.
So for all you know, it could be three people here. But if the media keeps pushing, the media has called me a crip.
Oh my God.
I'm like, and I'm not. It says Flo and his fellow Crips protect Valley Stream woman. I didn't hop in the comments and correct them.
Mm-hmm.
Paint whatever. As long as you're saying like positively, and you're not, you know, coming at us, I'm cool. Whatever narrative you paint.
Right.
My goal is to show you multiple different black faces. So the next time you even think of this, like you don't know my relationship to her. It's literally nothing, but they don't know that. So the next time you even think about doing something, you're going to remember the freaking 50 different rotating faces that you saw.
Right.
So I come at different hours. Like I stay for 12 or 13 hours every time. Sometimes I get here at 6. But then when you start to expect me at 6, I might come at 7. You expect me at 7, I come at 8. Sometimes I leave at 6 in the morning. Sometimes I leave at 7. Like I like to change up everything so you can't be comfortable.
Right.
Like little shit. I might sit in the car with my with the inside lights on in my car. Then I might turn them off. Like it's all mental shit. I'm out here bored.
Right.
I don't have to antagonize you to fuck with you.
Right. Just to lighten the mood, I wanted to just ask a general question for all of us to answer. So I wanted everyone to name a time that a black woman has protected you.
To put herself in situations where she didn't necessarily need to be in to make sure that we were good. At the time my sister was being harassed and she had to like physically intervene. That's all I'm gonna say. But
okay,
it's always situations like that's like a natural instinct for them to do certain things to make sure that you're good. But it was always like surprising to see like the lengths sometimes that she'd be willing to go to get certain shit done.
Right. But that's your mother. Flo, do you have a time that you could think of on the top of your head where a black woman protected you?
Top of my head, I would say a couple of protests where I've been to protests and was definitely about to get arrested and or worse. And black women definitely like stood in front of me.
Wow.
Even though I didn't like it, because at a protest, I expect white bodies to shield me off. Use your privilege.
Mm.
I don't like black women stepping in between because I don't think that's going to make a cop stop.
Right.
But yeah, it's been plenty of situations like that where it was like they came in front of me like, no, you're not going to touch this one. Like, this is one of the good ones.
Mm.
And I always remember shit like that.
All right. Well, because I'm a woman, it's a little different. But one time I was in high school and I was fighting on the train and... Okay, let's
that's
ignore that part.
Not a positive story.
But it's okay. Can I share the story?
What train was it? What train was it?
The Q train. I used to go to John Dewey. Hello, big up to my John Dewey head. Anywho, so I was on the train. I was fighting. We're fighting. I was gonna get jumped, and another black girl. She started rocking it off for me. Shout outs to her. She didn't even know me. You see, women protecting women. And on that note, women, we need to play our part too. You know, like. Sometimes we want to, be shady. We got to stick together as well. We as much as we expect black men to step up, I feel like black women, we got to step up too. You know, it's a collective thing. Just like how Jennifer's neighbor is acting shady. She should be on board with certain things. Like it's supposed to be a collective thing, everybody. But shout out to the girl that jumped in for me when I was going to get jumped in high school. You are the GOAT. For real.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I didn't get my head knocked off because homegirl was rocking and knocking for me, and she didn't know me. Protect black women.
That's love. That's love.
Okay, I just have one more little comment. It gets a little deep, but I think that one thing that's important is the black family structure, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, I feel like we should promote black family and, you know, family in general. Do you think that, like, if Jennifer lived with a man, that these things would be happening? You think that's
different? No.
Right.
And for the internet, her baby father isn't white. Like, I didn't see people make up whole think pieces about that. Like, why? Like, a girl hopped in my mention and was like, yo, why are you protecting a swirler? Lead that to her white husband. I said, it's crazy how y'all can make up a story and y'all don't know a damn thing.
Right.
Like, it was actually fucking weird. And it kind of like, I didn't respond to it because I didn't want to give it no attention.
Right.
But like, it definitely, if a man would say it, this shit wouldn't be happening. Because right. they tried that shit with a dude on his block until they found out he was a dude and they stopped.
Wait, so it was like they didn't know who lived in the house, but they knew the person was black?
Yep.
And then when they found out it was a man, it just ceased.
Yep, that is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, like, that's not crazy to people that they are picking on this black woman and
it's
they
not,
just...
It's. I mean, it ain't right, but it's not that hard to figure out. Like, niggas is pussy, one.
Yeah.
And two, when you dealing with a woman, they probably have more or less of fear, like some kind of physical, like, reaction. Like, as opposed to you dealing with a man, like, you might fuck with the wrong nigga on the wrong day, and he yeah, might sure. take shit way further than you willing to take it.
And you gotta remember, they're old. These are old people.
Oh, I wasn't aware. I've seen the little pictures that's going around, but all white people look old to me, so they don't age well. So he could have been 20 years old for all I fucking know.
That's fuck.
But the point that I'm trying to make is that, like, I feel like, especially in our generation, you know, we're a little bit more in tune with love and we're waiting longer to get married and, you know, things like that. No, I'm not trying to be shady or anything. I'm just saying, like, you know, and I feel like the structure of family is important because, you know, we have to protect each other. We have to be with each other to do the protection more, you know?
That's a fact.
Yeah. And I know that you said that you have some outcomes, but I really hope that everything goes well, everything goes great, everything, like, honestly, I will pray for you every night because, you know, God has to be really looking over you and has anointed you to want to do this for somebody who you don't know.
I appreciate that.
You know, we really, like,
definitely appreciate
you
that.
Are the face of a great thing, and I want you to know that.
The pressure.
No pressure. If you honestly, if you, let's say you stop doing it today, the 23 days that you have done it will still go down in history as great. That ass.
She literally told me the same thing verbatim about 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Pretty much saying, show. She's like, yo, if you stop coming, I wouldn't judge you.
Yeah. You could say 50 days is my max. You would still be looked at as a great person. Like, I don't want you to think that, you know, like, I know you don't know me personally, so I don't know how much my words are impacting you, but I don't want you to feel like, damn, I can't stop doing this. Like, we're all human, and what you have done thus far is already great. You know?
Yeah, I think about it. It's a lot of pressure. Because now it's like people from all... let me say this last thing. People from all over are starting to hit me up about how they need protection, how they're willing to fly me out. And I'm like, honestly, all I did was, like, I simplify everything. All I did was got a chair and sat down.
Right.
Like, even if you think it's something greater than that, I appreciate that. But from the literal sense, that's all I did.
Right.
I can't. What is me flying to Montana with my chair going to do?
Right.
Eventually, it has to become like, nah, the niggas who live on your block in Montana, put them on game. Even if you have to show them videos of what we doing, because that's all it is. All you need is, like, one person to spark the idea.
Right.
Like, maybe they never thought of this solution.
Right.
So they never tried it. A lot of people were just thinking, like, yo, I'm not going to do XYZ because I may get killed, I may get shot, et cetera, et cetera. I understand that.
Right.
But I'm showing you a simpler way. Just having a male presence there can change a whole lot of things.
Right.
And there's women here, too, as well. Just letting that be known as well.
Shout out to the women that's out there. Shout out to them. Right. And I think people don't understand.
They will take care of me.
Right.
Listen, I don't have to pay for a meal ever in life. If I chose to take advantage of the offers I've been getting, I can get free food forever. Home cooked, had women come, made a home cooked Thanksgiving style meal, trays, nothing but food. I'm like, yo, this is fucking crazy. Like,
right.
The love is there. Like, don't ever think that black men and women can't love each other. Once, as men, once we say, you know what, fuck it, we're going to hold you down, the response is always going to be great. Like, don't feed the trolls. The response is going to be, you're going to have so many women like, yo, what do you need? I got you. Like, we take care of the physical, y'all take care of the mental and emotional, and we all bring this shit together and work it out. It's that simple.
Right. Oh, you touching my heart. Like, oh my gosh. I'm just a softie. I'm emotional, Jamari. I'm like about to cry. All
right.
Like, oh my gosh. A little joke.
Video,
girls be hitting you up. Like, hey, boo. Come protect me. Like that?
Yeah. Oh, I don't give it no energy, but it's a lot.
All right, y'all. Flo not looking, so don't hit him up in the DMs trying to throw the pussy at him. You heard it.
Please don't.
You heard it from the source, okay? And maybe this is the cascade. Martin Luther King started something. Maybe this is the cascade of something that other people can look after. Like you said, the person in Montana could show this to her homeboys on the block, and they could say, "Hey, I could do that too." You know? Maybe this is the Martin Luther King.
Martin's problem was he was taking some of that pussy. All
right. R.I.P. to Coretta. Mm.
But I get it. It's something about power.
Right.
People associate power with, like,
right.
They just throw it.
We might name the episode Martin Luther Flow. You feel me? That's what we're gonna name it, Jamari.
I ain't mad at that.
Think about it. We'll see how it works out.
Right. All right. So we're gonna wrap up because usually we have closing thoughts. Do you have anything that you want to say? Like any closing thoughts? Anything you want to get off your chest? We want you to be open on what you have to say.
No more divisions. Like, stop finding every opportunity to bash black women, to bash black men. It's tired, bro. Niggas been doing that on Twitter for 10 years, 10, 11 years. Like, it's dead. You don't have to, like, we know it exists. We know that there's bad black men. We know that there's bad black women. Fuck them. Like, focus on the ones that's focusing on you. Go where you appreciate it and celebrate it, not where you tolerate it. Like, stop. Stop. You're not going to get nowhere. What is the saying? They say, all skin folk gain kin folk.
Oof, preach.
And that's just what it is. I can see some cool ass nigga right now, see what he's about, and just not fuck with him.
Right.
I don't engage. Like, why am I going back and forth with you? Me talking to you makes me look bad, as is.
Right.
So mind your business. Hey, you fuck with black people, I fuck with you. It's as simple as that. Mm.
JB, you have anything to close the talk with?
Yeah. For me personally, a lot of things is like perspective, right? So I think I was thinking about this the other day, like, just for, you know, like sometimes they say, like, or not sometimes, it's just a saying that we're speaking about that, like, black women are listened to and they're not heard. And it's more times some of this, there are, of course, good black men is doing certain shit. And of course, there's the other side of it. Just for people who don't understand, for me personally, like, if I don't understand what somebody is saying that they're going through, especially like a black woman or whatever, I relate as far as trying to, and you can't find like the empathy within yourself to be open to listen to certain things. It's not that hard to think about like how you feel when you're telling, like, explaining shit to a white person and they're telling you like your experiences are irrelevant. So to me, it's kind of like, it's like kind of insanity, like, for them to be the victim of certain shit but also not understand how it feels to be in those situations.
Right. Yeah. I just want to say that I agree with Flo, unity, and all that good stuff. Black women, you know, we need to step up as well, protect each other. I don't want to say protect black men. Black men, you know, we've done what we've done. Keep doing what you do, but just unify yourself with other women. Also, coronavirus is real. Sure. Please wear your motherfucking mask, okay? Listen, because if you come to my hospital or my unit, I'm going to be like, what's up? What's up? So
still wear your mask. We still wear a mask out here as much as we can.
Yes, wear your mask. Wash your hands. Like, I know that, you know, New York is a little bit of an exemption right now to the world. But let me tell you something. Please stop going to LA and freaking Atlanta and coming back over here and speaking up in my face.
Stay. You want to be lit so bad, stay.
Yeah, don't bring back the coronavirus to your grandma. That's all I gotta say about that. And I'm very, very proud of Flo. You have just touched my heart. This is a story I'll be telling my grand and my great grandkids. Like, I remember that time in Valley Stream when, you know, that's, this is the story that will is going to reach the masses. And you are seen, okay? As a black man, you are seen. And we are really, really, really appreciate you, truly.
Yo, when all this COVID shit calms down, the three of us, Mia, we all got to chill.
Oh, no, listen, Mia is my sister, all of us. We would love
I never
that.
Met her.
You never met. Well, you'll meet her soon. We will.
All right.
Listen, we are here and we are always welcome to link up. All right. And like I said, black, when black goes back into doing this thing, we no, here. All right. I
appreciate that.
Yeah. So we're just going to wrap up. Thank you guys for listening. You can find us on like and subscribe. Thank you, Flo, for being on this. We really appreciate it. Later.
Later.
Later.